You may recall that it was the Unitarian theologian Theodore Parker who is credited with an earlier version of a phrase that Martin Luther King Jr. is famous for saying. It was in 1853, actually, that Theodore Parker wrote, "I do not pretend to understand the moral universe. The arc is a long one, and my eye reaches but a little ways." King's version is a little bit different, but the same sentiment, the moral arc of the universe is long, but it bends towards justice. We simply do not know if there is a moral arc to our universe bending toward justice. But as human beings with many, many diverse faith traditions, and some with no religious tradition at all, we often do invest ourselves in the beauty of creative transformation that we are witnessing in our world around us. It doesn't happen all the time, but it does happen occasionally. That courageous victory against all odds, the unlikely scenario of a reconciliation after tragedy, a human accomplishment achieved with that strange combination of both great discipline and effort combined with a random circumstance. Nothing we ever do in our lives is accomplished alone. And everything we do has an impact, for better or worse, and sometimes simultaneously. Theodore Parker believed that at their core, our world's religions, including Christianity, strive to express great truths about the human condition and can have a timeless quality about them because of that. Parker asserted that certain elements within Christianity are true not because they emerged from any infallible source and can't be proven scientifically, but rather Parker affirmed that the elements that are true in Christianity are true because of our own human experience of living in a difficult world. He affirmed that conscience and reason always help us to shape our own sense of personal faith. As Unitarian Universalists, we are deeply connected to the Christian tradition, but we don't necessarily believe all of the things that traditional Christians do. The story of Easter is an important one. In Christian churches elsewhere this morning, Christians celebrate the resurrection of Jesus after his death on the cross. For Christians, the resurrection symbolizes that even though Jesus was willing to die for his message of brotherly love, he attained everlasting life after his death, and that the sacrifice of his life serves as a saving grace for those who believe in him. As Unitarian Universalists, we don't believe that there is a requirement for Jesus or anyone else to necessarily lose their life just to prove their faith. But we recognize Jesus as a teacher for his core message, and that message is that love is our ultimate saving grace in this world among humans. And through our love for our fellow humanity and for the earth, we are the ones who create justice. This morning, before we participate in the Flower Communion, I would like to raise up a couple of people, in addition to Dr. King and Jesus, of course, with these words that were written by June Jordan. "We are the ones we've been waiting for." This morning, as we prepare to celebrate the 60th anniversary of this congregation, it's a fitting time to remember someone who gave his life in the service of his principles, and that's Jim Barrett. Our beautiful piano is dedicated to his memory, and also to another Unitarian Universalist who actually lost her life 5 years before King. No, 3 years, I'm sorry. Viola Liuzzo was a Unitarian layperson from Detroit, Michigan, who went to Selma to help transport people during voter registration. And the anniversary of her death was also just this past week, on March 25th of 1965. Viola Liuzzo, 39 years old and mother of 5 children, was killed. The significance of our flower communion is that just as no two flowers are alike, no two people are alike, but we all have a contribution to make. Together, the different flowers that we bring together form a beautiful bouquet, and our common bouquet would not be the same without the unique addition of each of those individual flowers, and thus it is the same in our UU congregation. It would not be the same without each and every one of you here this morning. The Flower Communion celebrates the diverse and unique preciousness of our gathered community, and it symbolizes our first Unitarian Universalist principle, affirming the worth and dignity of all people. So it is now time to partake of our flower communion. And as our music and video is playing, I ask that you would come forward through the outer aisles and then return to your seats in the middle aisles. And when you come to the table, if you would do so quietly, you don't have to wait one at a time. People can come up. There's plenty of room here, and Mary Lee and I will assist you with that. And I wanted to let you know that the music and the video that we will be watching, the music is by John Legend, and it's a song called If You're Out There. So we will now begin our flower communion.
We've got some difficult days ahead, but it really doesn't matter with me now, because I've been to the mountaintop. Like anybody, I would like to live a long life. Longevity has its place. But I'm not concerned about that now. I just want to do God's will. And He's allowed me to go up to the mountain. And I've looked over. And I've seen the promised land. I may not get there with you, but I want you to know tonight that we as a people will get to the promised land. So I'm happy tonight. I'm not worried about anything. I'm not fearing any man. Mine eyes have seen the glory of the coming of the Lord.
If you hear this message, wherever you stand, I'm calling every woman, calling every man. We're the generation, we can't afford to wait. The future started yesterday, and we're already late. We've been looking for a song to sing, search for a melody, search for someone to lead. We've been looking for the world to change. If you feel the same, then go on and say, if you're out there, sing along with me. If you're out there, I'm dying to believe that you're out there. Stand up and say it loud. Promises, no more call to war. Less is love and peace that we're really fighting for. We can destroy hunger, we can conquer hate. Put down the arms and raise your voice. We're joining hands today. Oh,
I was looking for a song to sing.
Search for a leader.
We will now gratefully receive an offering to support the work of our congregation within and beyond our walls.
Thank you. Okay, I'm here to do announcements, and I'm really excited about our 60th anniversary and everything that's going on. And I'd like to remind you all to check the inside of your program, and there are announcements here. In particular, one important thing that you need to know is that our, if you're coming to our Diamond Jubilee, today is the last day to get the catered dinner for $20. So if you haven't signed up already, please get see Georgiana, and she can sign you up for $20. Next week, when we're having our picnic, that will be the last time that you're able to sign up at all. And if you do sign up next week, it'll be $25. Also, I wanted to let you know that at the picnic, Kim and I are going to be helping people make T-shirts. Jack is going to model for us. We made them a couple months ago, and we'll be making them again. So if you please just bring a T-shirt, that a color or the size, just the exact shirt that you like, and we'll print on it. I'm going to try to have gold, and we're going to have black and white, so you'll be able to choose what color you'll like. Okay, and Aaron has an important message.
While I'm up here, shall we introduce guests? If you are a visitor today, we would love for you to stand up and introduce yourself, just so we can greet you a little more personally after the service, but only if you're comfortable. So you want to start on this side? I don't think there's any visitors on this side. I know everybody over there. Hi, good morning.
Hi, I'm Grace Storr. I'm visiting Nicola from Syracuse, New York.
Oh, well. Nice to meet you. Glad you're here. Anybody else in the middle? Hi, good morning. We are glad to see you. Yeah, we'll move this away. Anybody on this side of the room visiting today? It's been a while. Stand on up and say hi. We're glad you're here. We're glad you're here, Angie. Okay, what I came up here to do, if you remember during the pledge drive, on the back of your pledge form was a quiz about UUCP operating trivia. And we had 16 people respond who took a shot. Nobody got all 10 right. There were a couple of questions that hung people up. But we did have 5 people who got 9 of them right. And those people were Billy Cutchin, Marcy Moreland, Carol Hemme, Bill Kaplinger, and the Ansaldo Satterwhite family. They didn't specify who answered the questions, so we have to just... and so we have 5 prizes, and so all of you get a prize, and we're going to draw. The first prize is thanks to the Social Justice Ministry team for partnering with us on being able to give away the Choose the Fifth Sunday recipient. And the winner of that prize is the Ansaldo Satterwhite family. That works out pretty well, doesn't it? And the next one is the coveted parking space, which is usually auctioned away, but we didn't have an auction this year. So if you all know that auction winner parking space, it's nice and close. And that goes to Bill Kaplinger, who I don't believe is here today. And thanks to Sunday services, we have a Choose the Music. This is also one that is traditionally auctioned off, but we get to give it away as a prize today. And that goes to Marcy Moreland. And wait, I'm missing a ticket. Oh, golly. Oh, well. Carol Hemme is getting two tickets to the anniversary dinner, and since I think she just turned in her form, we get to give her check back. So the last prize then will go to, who's left? Billy Ketchin, two tickets to Pensacola Little Theater, donated by Barbara Goggins. Thank you so much. Oh, there's your ticket. It's in the bottom there.
So before we finish up for the day, I did want to mention that if anyone would like to come to our Diamond Jubilee dinner and is not at a place where they can afford the dinner, we do have some complimentary tickets. So don't hesitate to check with Georgiana about that, because we want to really welcome everyone. And it is April 1st, no fooling, right? Everybody knows that. We got through a whole service without any pranks. But I do want to mention that today we do have our April newsletter is available in a hard copy. The link hasn't been sent out yet to see it online, but if you're one of those folks who likes to have a hard copy, we have them here. And this week you'll want to be sure to check out the newsletter, because we've got a full month of activities in front of us. With all of those announcements said, if you would please turn to our closing song of the day. We often sing this on Easter Flower Communion Sunday, and I'm going to ask especially Kate Wolverton to come and help us with our last verse in Spanish. It's number 305, De Colores. And while you're turning to that, I do also want to extend a warm welcome to a couple of people who haven't been able to come to church lately, and it's so wonderful to see you, Maggie Lovins today, and Deborah Dubose, and Pam Ubin. It's so great to have you with us today. So please rise in body or spirit as we sing this song, and don't worry about reading all those notes. You will get the feeling of it very quickly. Oh, the colors, yes, the colors we see in the springtime with all of its flowers. Oh, the colors, when the sunlight shines out through a rift in the cloud and it showers. Oh, the colors, as a rainbow appears when a storm cloud is touched by the sun. All the colors abound for the whole world around and for everyone under the sun. Repeat that one more time. All the colors abound for the whole world around and for everyone under the sun. Verse 2. All the colors, yes, the colors of people parading on by with their banners. All the colors, all the colors of pennants and streamers and plumes and bandanas. All the colors, yes, the colors of people now taking their place in the sun. All the colors abound for the whole world around and for everyone under the sun. Repeat that part. All the colors abound for the whole world around and for everyone under the sun. Faster for verse 3. All the colors, yes, the black and the white and the red and the brown and the yellow. All the colors, yes, the colors of people that smile and shake hands and say hello. All the colors, yes, the colors of people who know that their freedom is won. All the colors abound for the whole world around and for everyone under the sun. Repeat. All the colors abound for the whole world around and for everyone. the sun. In Spanish, you can do it. De colores he visto los campos en la primavera. De colores son los pajaritos que vienen de fuera. De colores es el iris que vemos así. Y por eso los grandes amores de muchos colores me gustan a mí. All right, one more time. Y por eso los grandes amores de muchos colores me gustan a mí. Beautiful. You who have an eye for miracles, regard the bud that now appears on the bare branch of a fragile young tree. It may be a mere dot, perhaps a nothing, but already it's a flower, already fruit, already its own death and resurrection. No matter what is going on in the world around us, remember today, friends, that the spirit of love is alive and well in our world today. Go in peace and enjoy the second half of our video from the Martin Luther King Parade from 2007. And this is the song, A Beautiful Day by U2.
Is a bloom shoots up through the stony ground. There's no room, no space to rent in this town. You're out of luck, and the reason that you had to care, the traffic is stuck, and you're not moving anywhere. You thought you found a friend, take you out of this place, someone.